Today's spotlight on the Open for Biz segment, sponsored by American Overhead Door. We are pleased to have joining us by phone Kathleen Fox, who's the president of Payroll City. We are focusing on businesses open for biz. And right now, what kind of business, Kathleen, does Payroll Services do?
Oh, Payroll City is an actual payroll services company. We provide payroll for companies. We do the tax calculations, make their tax payments for them, provide them with the direct deposits, and we manage that portion for them.
And how many employees do you have?
We have 10 employees that work for us here.
So how are you managing things during this crisis?
Well, you know what? We are considered an essential business. And so we are open. We are working and allowing some of our employees to work from home, kind of working a little bit on a rotating schedule for that. We're actually really, really busy, even though we know that a lot of our clients have closed. We have a lot of restaurants clients, and they're closing their doors now. They tried to stay open as long as they could. So we know that we're going to, you know, feel a little bit of that hit, too. But we are right here for all of our clients. They're calling. They have a lot of questions. This is a big time. Business owners have a lot of questions because there are some available funds out there for them, and how can they get some of this government money coming back to them, saving on their employer taxes and things like that.
What payroll changes have you had to do to accommodate new federal laws, new guidelines and such?
Well, the first thing that we had to do was on March 18th is when that Families First Coronavirus Response Act came in. And there's a direct credit that they can get against their federal taxes that are paid in their payroll when they are paying their employees for that emergency sick leave. So according to the act, now these companies are required to pay sick leave if they have an employee who is either exhibiting symptoms of the COVID or they are under quarantine for some reason. And so we had to make adaptations to our program software immediately so that we could give them those credits with their following payroll.
Mm. And so what do you know about the availability of loans for companies to help make payroll?
Now, you know what? That just recently got passed in the CARES Act that came out on March 27th.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really great. I think that we've had a lot of phone calls on this. And while we know a little bit, I don't know how much we know on that. You know, it's so quick and it's so fluid. But my understanding is that they get 2.5 times their payroll amount, and they can take their monthly payroll, and they can get that as an SBA guaranteed loan. If they use that money to make their payroll and they keep their employees on, it's forgivable. And that's what people are excited about right now.
Yeah, that could make the difference, be a make or break situation. So for your own business, while you know that this is so volatile, how do you expect your business to fare?
Well, we think that we're going to actually have a big decrease when it comes down to April and May. But a lot of our clients, we're waiving fees for them so that they can be down. We're still filing their tax returns for them to keep them in compliance. And we're doing what we can. So we're just hoping on the backside of this, we're going to make it through these next, you know, 3 months or so. And we're hoping that on the backside of this, everybody's going to slowly get back to normal.
Right. Everybody's in this together. And that's why we have this Open for Biz segment. And we do applaud the efforts that you're making to keep everyone working and keep the clients' employees working and keep those clients' businesses operating as best they can. Kathleen Fox, the president of Payroll City. If people want to get in touch with you, is the best way the website payrollcity.com. And other than that, can they call you?
Yeah, they can call our office. Our phone number is there on the website. But also, I think it's kind of important, we do have a COVID-19 link from our front page. If they go in there, they can read some of the overview of the bills that have passed. It is quite fluid because one bill can sometimes adapt and change another bill. And so we have links on our site that will take them to known sites that are giving accurate information.
Excellent idea. Okay, payrollcity.com is the website. Payroll City is the name of the business. Kathleen Fox, thanks so much for joining us. This is Open for Business.